From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. U.S. Secretary of Defense Ashton Carter has arrived in Iraq's Kurdistan Sunday to review the ongoing military offensive to retake the jihadist bastion of Mosul. As a Pentagon chief went into talks with the Kurdish leader Masoud Barzani, U.S. officials said Kurdish Peshmerga forces had almost reached their goals in the week-old offensive. The battle plan is for the Peshmerga forces to stop along a line at an average of 20 kilometers outside the city of Mosul. The United States is warning U.S. citizens of the potential risk of terror attack or attempted kidnapping of foreigners in Istanbul, Turkey. The consulate in Istanbul said in a message late Saturday that extremist group continued their aggressive efforts to attack Americans and other foreigners in the city. An online notice say these attacks may be pre-planned or could occur with little or no warning and could include armed attack, attempted kidnapping, bombing, or other violent acts. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights reported heavy clashes and airstrikes that shook the Syrian city of Aleppo on Sunday as heavy fighting resumed after the end of a three-day truce declared by the government ally Russia. The truce ended without any evacuations by the UN, which would have allowed wounded civilians to leave and the delivery of aid. The pro-government Arab coalition Sunday stepped up airstrikes on the Iran-backed rebels in Yemen and clashes raged on the ground. Warring parties ignored a UN call to renew a fragile ceasefire. The 72-hour ceasefire took effect just before midnight Wednesday. It officially ended at midnight on Saturday. This is VOA News. Two apparent explosions hit the Japanese city of Utsunomiya back-to-back on Sunday, killing one person and injuring three others in what police are viewing as a possible suicide. Japanese media reports that suggest that the victim, believed to be a 72-year-old former military officer, may have set his house on fire, blew up his car in a parking lot, and then blew himself up in a nearby park. A note found on the clothing of the badly burned victim included the name of the former officer, and however, that name was not disclosed. At least 172 inmates escaped a Haitian prison near the capital of Port-au-Prince during an armed mutiny, killing one guard. Many escaped with police weapons, according to local media. One prisoner climbed over the wall and fell to his death, while two other detainees were wounded and are in hospital. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump offered new immigration reform proposals and said he would cut taxes for middle-class Americans by 35% during his first 100 days in office should he win the presidency in next month's election.
The fact that Washington and the Washington establishment has tried so hard to stop our campaign is only more proof that our campaign represents the kind of change that only arrives once in a lifetime.
Meanwhile, Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton campaigned in Pittsburgh and Philadelphia on Saturday. During a rally in Pittsburgh, Clinton made a pitch for Republican voters who are put off by the party's candidate.
We will work with everyone. Now, I imagine here in Allegheny County, and if you're from further west, you probably know people who are thinking about voting for Donald Trump. And here's what I want you to tell them. I want you to tell them that I understand that they need a president who cares about them, will listen to them, and I want to be their president, too.
AT&T is to purchase $85.4 billion for the Time Warner. It represents a new bet on a synergy between companies that distribute information and entertainment to consumers and those that produce it. Meanwhile, regulators need to sign off on that deal. Fighters from the al-Qaeda-linked al-Shabaab group said Sunday that they had retaken control of a town in central Somalia after hundreds of Ethiopian troops serving with Africa Union's Amisom withdrew. It was the third time this month that the group has moved into a town after the departure of Ethiopian forces. Russian emergency officials say three people have died and 13 others injured after an explosion at a high-rise apartment. I'm Frances Alonzo.
That's the latest world news from VOA.